welcome to today's broadcast. This is Lon May bringing you radio around the world. We trust you will be empowered with today's message as we bring faith, fire, and freedom to this generation.
The other day I got a phone call from a dear lady. And she said, I've got so much landscaping that I need to do around my house. And she said, I can't do it myself. And she said, my husband just had surgery a couple months ago. And she said, I'd like for you to come over and let's talk about this and see if we can get together on this. I said, sure, I'll come over. So I came over the day before yesterday, and she's taking me here and taking me here, and, well, I want to do this, and I want to do this. And that flower bed over there, that all that topsoil that's built up over there into that big mound, she said, I want all that out of there. Now, think with me here for a minute. Only God would be smart enough to have somebody else pay me for the dirt I want. She's going to pay me to haul off the dirt that I already want and need. And the way I've measured it out and looked it over, it's going to be enough. See, I'm not that smart. If we're living only by my logic, we're in trouble. But God's Word says, He shall supply. He shall supply. When He's the one supplying, you don't have to figure everything out. There's a rest that can take place. Sometimes the best thing you can do when you don't know what to do is go take a nap. Jesus said what He said, let us go to the other side, and then He went in the back part of the ship and took a nap. He expected that what He said was going to come to pass. It was the disciples that started flipping out. Come over, shake him, wake him up. Jesus, don't you care that we're perishing here? Now, these were fishermen. They encountered storms. They didn't get freaked out when a little cloud came up. There must have been something very serious here for them to get that rattled. I think it's Luke's account says that they were in jeopardy. He got up, half asleep, rebuked the wind, calmed the sea, and turned to them and said, where's your faith? Why didn't you deal with this? He was at rest. Father's taking care of it. I've executed the command. We're going to the other side. It's not logical to talk to water. It's not logical to talk to the wind and the waves. If you're living only out of the logical realm, you're in trouble. Get a bucket. Start bailing as fast as you can, because we're in trouble. See, this is where mankind has gotten to. They have about got to the extent of their limit, the limit of their logical ability to press on where the world is concerned. You look at it in the governmental levels. They have had the idea that if we have a problem over here, we'll throw money at it and fix it. Logically, that seems to make sense. But they're finding they throw more money at it and it gets worse. Money's not the issue. What are we going to do? Abraham had a child at a great age because he chose to base his life based on a higher law. A higher law. God's Word is the higher law. If you're in a situation and you don't know what to do, you need a higher law to be involved here. You need God's Word involved to get out of the situation. All right, let's take another example on the other side of this fence here. Someone that's living by their sense knowledge. Turn over, if you would please, to John's Gospel, the 20th chapter. We'll illustrate this. Is this helping anybody? John's Gospel, chapter 20, drop down to verse 24. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. After 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas was with them this time. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace be unto you." You know, in reading this, you're led to believe that Jesus heard what Thomas had to say. Because who did he go to first? Verse 27, "Then said he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger and behold my hands. And reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing." And Thomas answered and said unto him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said unto him, "Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." What happened here? Thomas said, "You guys, you said you've seen the Lord. I don't believe that. Unless I see it with my own eyes, unless I feel it with my own hands, unless I logically can put this together myself, I'm not going to believe it." A few days later, Jesus walks in through the wall. "Hey, boys, don't be afraid. Now, Thomas, let's talk. I got to get you to see something here. I got to get you to see that there's going to have to come a point in your life where you're going to have to believe in something that you cannot see. There are some things you're going to have to be convinced of without having any physical proof of their being." He rebuked him. He said, "Because it's more blessed." You know what blessed means? It means you're empowered to prosper. When someone is blessed, they're empowered to prosper. When they're blessed, they get a nicer car than even they thought they were going to get. We rejoiced all the way home about that. See, our faith is still working in your behalf where that's concerned. You said it was over a year ago we prayed for you for a car. I didn't think it was that far back. But you know our faith is still working for it to manifest a year later? Your faith, ours? But our faith is still working because we expect you to pay that off early.
Amen. Oh, my glory.
My joy is so full right now because we're working with people and they're starting to get these things. They're starting to see some things. I mean, that's fruit. That's rejoicing for me because that means I'm doing something right. I'm bringing a message that is helping them. She's got the car to prove it. And you know what? If should that car ever need repairs in the future, the money's already there to take care of that too. Just because you don't see it in the bank account don't mean it's not there. That's a nugget for you. We were talking with a lady just the other day, and she said, "You remember that prophecy you gave about walking in your authority and being persistent and studying along those lines, and that our authority would manifest faster and faster if we would stay with it?" She said, "The other day I was at work, and she said, I kicked my shin into something, and she said, I bruised so easy and so bad." And she showed me, she had shorts on. She said, immediately a knot started coming up on her shin. She said, "Oh, it hurt." She said, "I reached down, I put my hand on it," and she said, "In the name of Jesus, you will not bruise and you will not hurt." And she said, "Under my hand, I felt the knot go down." She just did it. This was not like 3 days later. This was right when it happened. She said, "The pain left and the knot went away." She showed me her leg. There wasn't a bruise one on her leg. She's getting it. She's getting it. See, we get exercised in believing God for bumps and bruises, then we graduate up to bigger things. I'm not going to say it can't be done, but I'm going to say it's difficult to believe God when a major crisis comes when you've not yet gotten to where you can believe Him for small things. Let's start with a hangnail before we start trying to raise the dead, huh? What do you say? It's progressive. Because you learn how to believe God on this level and you find out how well it works there, you start stepping up and believing Him on another level and you find out, well, it works the same here. Let's try this. And we go on up to another level. We're believing God here. God has never failed. Never failed. I have never, and this will sound cocky, and I don't mean it to be that way, but it's the truth. I have never had a prayer go unanswered. Never. Now, I had one that took a while to come to being. She's not here tonight, but I believe God for a wife for a long time. And it took a while. But how many of you know, as long as I stay in the place of trusting God and what He has to say, He shall bring it to pass. And He did bring it to pass. God knows the secret intent of every man's heart. He knows the secret desires of your heart. And He has the ability to bring those things to pass. Logically, it don't make sense. I made out a list of 10 things. I'm not going to go into detail on all list 10 things. I sat down at my desk back in 1990 and I wrote out a list of 10 things that I wanted in a godly wife. 1 to 10. Not necessarily in order of importance, but 1 to 10. I prayed over that thing and I said, "Thank you, Jesus." I wrote scripture down I was standing on. I folded that notebook up and put it away. Every so often I'd go over and I'd read that to Him. And I said, "Lord, I'm so glad You're providing this for me." See, logic don't do things like that.
Jesus makes a statement in John's Gospel, the 17th chapter and the 14th verse. He says, "I have given them Thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world." Jesus made it clear that His life lived on the earth was not in complete dependence upon what the earth had to offer Him solely. It was through His relationship with the Father God that He was able to perform and walk in the supernatural as He did. You and I's ability to know God as He really is enables us to trust our Father just as Jesus did. Without that genuine relationship based on trust, we will be hindered in taking Him at His word as a present reality. His word is to be relied upon to such a degree that we can even alter the laws of nature if necessary. Natural laws can only be altered by spiritual truths when God's word is final authority in our lives. Logic is not to be eliminated, but it is not to be the final authority in the affairs of life. In this 4-CD album, we're going to talk about things like the two kinds of truth. We're going to talk about the logic realm versus the spirit realm. We're going to talk about genuine, real Bible faith. We're also going to talk about things such as the manifestations of the Spirit and the consideration for right things and much, much more. You won't want to miss getting hold of your copy of this week's message in its entirety titled Altering Natural Laws. This is a 4-CD album that we're making available to our listeners for a love gift of $24 or more to this ministry. We want to thank you for your love and support this radio ministry as we endeavor to move forward and help others move forward in the plan and the purpose that God has for their lives individually as well as corporately. Stay tuned now. My announcer is going to come and give you more information on how you can secure this week's message titled Altering Natural Laws in its entirety.
Today's complete message can be purchased online at www.lawnmay.org, or you can call our ministry office at 913-704-9682. That number again is 913-704-9682. This product, previous radio broadcasts, new messages, prophecies, testimonies, and more can be viewed online at www.lawnmay.org. We encourage you to visit us and send us an email telling us how this ministry is a blessing to you. That web address again is www.lawnmay.org. Remember, you can order by phone at 913-704-9682 or at lonmay.org. Lawn Mae Ministries is equipping believers today to live the overcoming life through God's Word and the Holy Spirit.